Yeah, it was good practice. You know, those guys really responded well. Like I've said to you guys a bunch, you know, we got a bunch of hardworking guys, and they responded well today, which was good to see. It was a tough practice. It wasn't an easy practice, and that was good to see.
When's the last time you had them in pads like that?
Probably right before the season started. You know, there's a rule there, John, you know, which basically is one per week, and I think it's a total of 15 for the year once the regular season starts. So we kind of try to space it out, use them all, but maybe not all in a row, basically.
I think
he'll be okay. I think he'll be okay.
Bill, is it easier when you're struggling like you guys are to focus on the immediate task at hand? If you're 4-1, everybody's talking about the schedule, the playoffs. Is it easier to get your guys to focus at a time like this?
Our guys are, you know, I don't really know the answer to that, John. I can tell you that our guys are very focused. You know, our guys. You know, I'll give you an example. Today we had our squad meeting at 9, and everybody was in there at 8:55, ready to go. You know, guys were here, you know, lifting and doing different things in the morning. So, I think our guys are very focused. They're in this thing. It's not where we want to be, but we're very focused on Jacksonville.
When teams have players doing things they don't ordinarily do, like one guy commits a mistake here, another guy penalty there. There's only a limit to what a coach can do. What do you do as a coach in this situation?
Well, we can always coach better. There will never be a time when I come in here and tell you that we've got it figured out in the coaching department. You know, we can always coach better as far as what we want them to do, as far as, you know, staying away from the penalties. What are some things we can do to help with that? You know, so look, you know, to me, like I said to you the other day, I'm responsible for what goes on that field. And we're always going to strive to coach it better. And, of course, you know, once the players take the field, they've got to go out there and do their jobs. You know, they all have jobs to do. But, you know, we're working together to try to figure it out.
How did the extra time between the games change the coaching staff schedule as far as getting prepared for Sunday?
We worked Friday, took Saturday off, and then we were back in here Sunday morning, and that's about it. You know, nothing too unusual. I'm not sure what you're asking, but
well, I guess I'm just wondering if you start the preparation for the game plan even that much earlier, or if you take more time.
The preparation for the game plan on Jacksonville started probably about a half an hour after the Indianapolis game ended.
In terms of getting Jonathan Grimes back, how big could that be for you guys, the kind of things he can do out of the backfield?
That'll help us. Yeah, he's a solid player, smart player. Just walked in from him from the practice field. It'll be good to get him back. He was out there today and looked good, and just a good teammate, great guy to have on the team. Can do a lot of different things on offense, special teams, so it'll help us to get him back.
Are you seeing progress from Jadavion now that he had some time over the weekend to kind of get off of that?
Yeah, I think it's day-to-day. I really do think it's day-to-day, but I think he's working to get back.
Bill, you say that about coaching all the time. Do you like the fact that the players disagree with you?
I don't really really, John. I promise you, I really try not to read what the players say.
Well, they disagree with you.
Well, I take your word for it. I'm telling you that I'm the representative of the team, especially on the field. And so it's up to me to figure out how to get it right. Like, that's what they pay me to do, is to coach these guys and figure out how I can coach it better and then get them to execute it better. But we got great guys. You know, we have great guys. I really believe in these guys. And, you know, they came out today, and really it just shows you today what type of guys they are. They practiced very hard today, and it was good.
What are some of the keys to you defensively to see improvement there?
We have to stop the run, Tanya. You know, we really have to stop the run, and this is a big challenge as it relates to Jacksonville. T.J. Yeldon, their offensive line, very well coached. You know, Doug Marrone's there now and doing a great job, and Yeldon, the back, is really a good running back. Very, very good, tough, hard to tackle. So it's going to be a big challenge, but we have to do a better job of stopping the run. If we can stop the run better and get teams in longer yardage, you know, that may be able to help us. But if you don't stop the run, that's going to be a problem.
You're talking about how you came back, you had a good practice and everything. Can you tell during the week how you're going to play in a practice?
Yeah, I've tried to, you know, I think when I was probably earlier in my career, I'd probably be able to say, yeah, it was a great week of practice. We're going to play great. And then we go out there and lay an egg and vice versa. So, all I know is this team just needs to really take it one day at a time, do a good job today, have good meetings right now. We'll give them their normal day off tomorrow. We'll get back to work on Wednesday, have a good day Wednesday. You know, so it's really like there's no way that you can practice poorly, consistently bad, and win. But I do believe if you can really work hard to improve on things and practice at a consistent pace and get better, try to have a good attitude every day about how you're going to get better, you hopefully see that on the game field.
Do you feel like what's been the problem was more mental or physical with the players?
You know, John, we're really focused on Jacksonville. I think it's probably, us doing a better job of coaching these guys, those guys going out there and executing and taking what we give them as coaches and being able to go out there and do it on a better, more consistent basis.
After watching Hoyer in these last two games, do you feel more confident in what he's going to be able to do?
I'm confident in Brian Hoyer.